Hopefully what's half time.
Yeah. Probably both teams will get a chance to play football on Sunday, because it's, you know, surface will be a lot better than what that one was. I think it looks alright for the standstill you go in it, and then see where the passes were going. The pitch is very tight here. They bring it in even further than I've seen it in the past. And that's why everybody does it. Made for probably one of the worst games of football you could put down. But it's due to the conditions, due to the size of pitch. Everybody can launch it in there. If you've got somebody with a half-decent throw, it's like a corner. So you have to take advantage. They threw things in all night. We threw things all night. And that's where the goals came from, because there was never any chance of a goal for outfield play. It's too narrow. Both teams, the way they set up, there's no space. That'll be different on Sunday.
Do you think we're still in the driver's seat, Jim, even though we've lost a late equaliser?
You never know. They've had some good results away from home, but if we play as well as we did last Saturday, you were there, weren't you, at Stranraer?
Yep.
Against Stranraer, if we play as well as that, then it'll take a very good performance to beat us. But you know, it's a bit disappointing that we, after getting in front, you know, that we lose a goal like we did. We've seen it on the video, and it's clearly a foul on Danny Granger. He's got his hands up top of him, stopping him from getting. And he was giving other things all night for anything like that. And as I've said before, I don't think the referee did the game any favours the night either. So there was a bit of a hefty challenge just before that the boy was lucky to stay on. But it's all to play for on Sunday. We're at home, our surface is good, pitch is a bit bigger, so we should suit our football, and hopefully we can. But we'll never underestimate anybody. Couldn't be third. We've got some good players, and they'll be well organised. And but I've seen enough tonight to know that if we play as well as we can, then it'll be how we play. And if we can play like we can, and we know we can, then we should be. We should do it. But if it was a funny game, you can dominate games, and suddenly it's, you know, you find yourself one down or something like that, or a decision going against you. But you know, I'll take a performance like we did last when we were a goal down. So I suppose we're in a better position than we were in the last tie. And it's never easy. I don't think any team finds it easy here, because you know the pitch isn't the best, and you kind of. I mean, there's sometimes we're trying to. It's a difficult thing, because our game's built around, and we're wanting them to get it done and pass it. But you can see some of the times that they're hesitant to do it, because, you know, a bubble here or a bubble there, and there was quite a few tonight. So it just made for a frantic game because of what's at stake. And the only way I could see a goal coming was, you know, either from a corner kick, which, you know, it's like a chip into the box, you know, it's hardly like a full-size corner. And but it's the same for both teams. So they took advantage with, you know, the boy McEwen throws a long ball and O'Brien throws a long ball. So they used it as a tactic. We used Danny, and most of the time is getting it in there. And that's where the two goals came from. And that's the only way I could see a goal being scored, unless there was a mistake. And we nearly made one just before half time. First time that they ever got over us and caused us bother, and that's because one of the. You know, we had two against one at the back, and the boy who was playing it, young Ryan, just through an experience, he should have played the ball in and no played it to the man, who, because he's out of position, and he only left one against one with Whits. And we know Hemmings is fast and quick, so we were caught out a wee bit there, but Skulls made a great save, and you know, it would have been a travesty if we went in behind, went to a goal like that, because, as I say, there wasn't any danger all night. Everything came, and we defended. I thought Kerry Young was superb tonight. The boys at the back all dealt with the throw-ins in at the box brilliantly, and so did they, to be fair. So you know, but it's a bigger pitch, and we'll be able to get our football going, and hopefully we can make a few chances and put the ball in the net. But we're not going to be complacent, I think, just because we've drawn here and it's 1-1, there's still a lot of work to be done. But I suppose everybody will see that the advantage swings to us, and it'll certainly look for a. I think it'll be a better game on Sunday, I think, for a lot of reasons.
Is there any confidence booster for the boys as well, Jim, that they're going up against was a championship team last season, and we finished the season quite strongly as well, and we've done, you know,
more
than
you can see that we were, you know, I don't think there was anything there that you know, if we play as well as we can, I'm sure Cowdenbeath will can play better. I don't think it's easy for them to play here either, because of the surface that and the size of the pitch, but that's the way it is, and you both have to deal with it. It's the same for both teams, and but if you want a good game of football, entertaining with what's at stake, you ain't going to get it out there. It's and you can't blame the teams for that. Same for both, and both, you know, have to adapt to the conditions as they were put in front of them. So, but the both of them will get better conditions, better space, better park, better surface on Sunday. So we'll, hopefully the best, whoever's the best team on Sunday will come out in tops, and hopefully it's us.
It's not far from Dunfermline to Cowdenbeath, obviously, Jim, but tremendous support come through. I mean, what are you looking for on Sunday?
Well, that's the thing. This result affects the crowd, doesn't it? So it's level pegging going into 90 minutes to get promoted. I'd imagine it, you know, hopefully we'll get nearly a full house if we can. I know Cowdenbeath will bring a few, and but hopefully we can get something up round the book, what, 7, 8?
Mm-hmm, that's what
maybe
we were thinking.
10, maybe, if we can. It's all in one game, and Dunfermline, when they've come round to playing games like that, they've always come out and got behind the team. So that made the difference last week. They were great last week. They made the atmosphere fine, because there was a bit more than normally is there, and they helped us get through it. So hopefully they can help us on Sunday. But as I say, we've got to work hard to get it, and didn't think it's just because we've got a result here that it's end of time. As you say, it's only half time, and it was only half time last week. We were 2-1 down. This way we're going in level, so it just takes one more goal to put us through. But we'll be trying to do like we did against Stranraer and score as many as we can.
Good luck, Jim. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.